Activity 2. You are Mei Chow, a Secondary 5 student at Hong Kong West Secondary School. Your school is planning a comic book festival. Your teacher, Mr. Bolton, has asked you to do some tasks. You will listen to an interview on a radio program with Michael Chan. Michael is a famous comic book writer in Hong Kong, and he will give a talk at the comic book festival. As you listen, you can make notes on the note sheet below. You now have 1 minute to familiarize yourself with the note sheet.
Today on RTHK, we're going to get you interested in comic books. My guest today is Michael Chan, a famous comic book writer and illustrator in Hong Kong. Michael's latest comic book, Power Boy, is a top seller. Welcome to our studio, Michael.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Michael, you are a very impressive young man. Tell me, how did you get into the comic book industry?
Well, it is a long story. I really have to thank my teachers at school. As some people may know, I am dyslexic, which means that I have a learning disability.
So you are dyslexic. What problems do you have?
When I was young, I had problems with doing simple things like calculations and focusing on my tasks. While it seems so normal for other children to read, spell, and write, I find reading, spelling, and writing extremely difficult. So, needless to say, I did poorly at school.
How old were you when you were diagnosed with dyslexia?
I was 6 years old when I was diagnosed. My class teacher, Mr. Green, could see that I wasn't doing very well at school. So, he suggested that I should take up a hobby. He wanted me to learn a skill so that I would be able to get a job and support myself in the future.
So, what hobby did you take up?
I took up painting. I have always been able to paint. You know, people with dyslexia think visually. We think in pictures.
That sounds very interesting.
Anyway, I took some art classes and met a very good art teacher, Mr. Lee, who was willing to teach me.
So you took art classes and learnt from your art teacher, Mr. Lee?
Yes. In 2015, a newspaper editor asked me to create a series of comic strips for his newspaper. So, I created my first series of black and white comic strips.
And that series was called Keiko?
Yes, it was called Keiko. It's a Japanese word, and it's spelt K-E-I-K-O.
And the series was published in a Chinese newspaper, wasn't it?
Yes. Keiko was published in the Hong Kong Daily in 2015.
Then it became a hit.
The readers loved the story of Keiko. In 2016, I was asked to produce another series of comic strips for a magazine called North Star. I created a series of comic strips, Ying Ying, which featured a silly cat.
Did you write the material for Ying Ying?
Oh, yes, I did everything. I wrote the story and did the drawings.
And the series became another hit.
Yes, I was quite surprised at how well it took off.
So Ying Ying was published in a magazine called North Star in 2016.
Yes.
Michael, have you ever felt sorry for yourself because you are dyslexic?
No, I have never felt sorry for myself. Quite the contrary, My dyslexia has helped me tremendously.
In what ways?
Well, you see, since I have a learning disability, I have to be very patient with myself. Sometimes I have to find a new and different way to do a task because I can't follow the traditional way. So, my learning disability has taught me to be patient and creative.
So you're saying that your disability has made you more patient and more creative?
Yes.
Have the art classes you took helped you in any way?
Oh, yes. I learnt a lot more about colours and developed my drawing skills through attending art classes, which are very important to my line of work.
Well, Michael, I must say I'm very impressed. You certainly haven't let your disability stop you from realising your dreams.
I just try my best.
Well, that's all we have time for now, Michael. Thank you very much, and I'm sure all our listeners will join me in wishing you every success in the future.
Thank you, and thanks for having me here today. Goodbye.
That is the end of Module 1.